From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Two European countries announced improvements in their economies today, suggesting they're emerging from recession. Both Germany and France reported economic growth in the second quarter of the year, an increase in their gross domestic products, both by 0.3%. The European Union said the recession in the 16 countries that use the euro eased substantially between April and June. In the U.S., according to the latest figures from RealtyTrack, the rate of home foreclosures increased 7% in July. The company said most of the cities with a lot of foreclosures were in California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Las Vegas had the highest rate last month as one of every 42 homes in the Nevada city was in some stage of foreclosure. California dominated the rest of the top 10 metropolitan areas in the nation, with Stockton and Modesto ranked second and third, respectively. California real estate analyst Greg Paquin says it could be a while before foreclosures tail off.
Probably not significantly for a couple years. If the banks decide that they're going to rush that, it could happen sooner. There is some evidence that the banks are wanting to get through this now and bring foreclosures to market.
On a related matter, California officials have ordered so-called foreclosure consultants to register with the state. Some homeowners claim consultants have swindled them. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
U.S. military officials say it may take another 2 days to wrap up an offensive in southern Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan troops are attempting to end Taliban control of the region ahead of presidential elections in Afghanistan next week. The Iraqi government is objecting to a U.S. delegation in Syria to discuss Iraqi security. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Government spokesman Ali Daba made clear the Iraqi government's disapproval of the U.S. mission to Syria, which is mostly a military delegation. The Iraqi government is really upset, he said. It is not the Americans' job to discuss security on behalf of Iraq. Iraq's prime minister is scheduled for talks in Syria next week. This is the second U.S. military delegation invited to Damascus as part of a breakthrough in U.S.-Syrian relations. At issue, militants who cross from Syria's border into Iraq, which has long been a contentious issue. A U.S. spokesman said this was the main topic of discussions. The Obama administration's renewed engagement with Syria comes as Baghdad is redefining its relationship with the United States, asserting sovereignty after U.S. forces pulled out of Iraqi cities ahead of a full withdrawal. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Stocks rose on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gained 120 points to end the day at 93.91. Advancers beat decliners by 3-1. This is NPR News from Washington. China says it may appeal a World Trade Organization ruling, ordering it to ease its curbs on foreign films, music, and books. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
China says it regrets the WTO ruling and does not rule out an appeal. The Ministry of Commerce defended its channels for importing books, films and music as extremely open. But this marks the third time the WTO has ruled against China. It found China is violating free trade rules by forcing foreign films, music and books to be routed through Chinese state-owned companies. The U.S. film industry celebrated the decision as a major victory. But if an appeal goes ahead, the case may drag out for many more months. The U.S. and China are also in dispute over imports of cheap Chinese-made car tires. President Obama must decide soon whether to restrict imports, although China says the case looks like trade protectionism. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The government in Taiwan announced today it's sending another 4,000 soldiers to the southern part of the country to help rescue thousands of villagers stranded after mudslides. A typhoon over the weekend triggered the worst floods in Taiwan in 50 years. Entire villages have been devastated. At least 108 people have died and dozens more are missing. Rescuers have had trouble reaching affected areas because many bridges and roads have collapsed or were washed out by floodwaters. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Guillermo. It formed last night in the eastern Pacific, about 760 miles southwest of Baja California. It's the seventh named Pacific storm of the season. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.